From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to resume her presidential campaign a day after an 11-hour hearing on her actions surrounding the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. She told a Republican-led congressional committee that she's lost more sleep than all of them over the attack that left four Americans dead, including U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens.
Despite all the previous investigations and all the talk about partisan agendas, I'm here to honor those we lost and to do what I can to aid those who serve us still.
Republicans allege there are many inconsistencies in Clinton's account on what happened and what could have been done to prevent the incident. While some Republicans have said Clinton rejected pleas from Ambassador Stevens for more security in Benghazi, she said those requests never reached her desk and instead were left in the hands of security experts. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to the White House Thursday with renewed promises to strengthen a relationship viewed as the best hope to brokering peace in Afghanistan. The two leaders emerged from an Oval Office meeting announcing no timeline for stalled peace talks nor any major breakthroughs on other items that topped their agenda, which included concerns about the growth of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. Instead, they touted new initiatives on trade, clean energy, and education for women. The White House is trying to pressure Pakistan to play a major role in Washington's newly revised plans to end the war on Pakistan's doorstep. This is VOA News.